Blog Talk Radio. See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head for so caressing. Release pain, distressing, and incest. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry about being late.
Mm-hmm. I just think I better late than never.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to go on mute. I'm still finishing up on the job, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Anai.
Let's see here. We have Mom and Daddy Verna.
Yes.
And we have Hubert.
Bruce said he won't be on tonight.
Is that ain't bet?
Yes.
And who am I missing?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all had a blessed week and looking forward to another blessed week. We thank you, God, for bringing us together to give you honor and to praise your name. Give us the ear to hear your words being shared tonight. Allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not familiar with the numbers that just called in. Is this Ms. Williams?
No, this is Dallin.
Dallin.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Alan.
Cali Santiago.
And Teresa.
And Teresa.
Yeah, this is Teresa and her husband, Tally.
Okay. And Reverend Allen.
And Reverend Allen. Okay, Angela, you want to go ahead and do a roll call and we just go ahead and get into the program?
I do roll call. If I miss any names, please let me know. Speak out. I have Mom. I have Mr. Varner. I have Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, myself, Reverend Allen, Mrs. Allen, Teresa, and Tally. Get that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Did I miss anyone? Okay. Oh. You don't want to read from Genesis tonight, Loretta, or...?
I think we just go ahead on into the program. What do you think? What do you want? It's like 7 minutes after.
Go ahead into the program.
I'm sorry, what did you decide?
We're going to go on into the program.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
It sounds like somebody walking. It is you. Hey, Miguel. Step out that door, it opened closed 30 minutes after I'm done.
You don't be ringing about when you get on the program here.
I'm going to go ahead and get started, Loretta.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's bow our heads. First, giving honor to God, to my parents, and to each of you. Yes. We ask that you come before us this evening as we gather together to pray your name and praise you. We ask you to bind all spirits to be. Bind all spirits out of this line so that we can all have a spiritual connection with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Okay, good evening.
Hello. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. I did want to share that I was able to get the schedules out in the mail, and I'm not sure if everyone may have received them yet. So we're not going to go according to the schedule today. We're going to just have an open session, and then starting next week, we'll start sharing with you how we're going to do the schedule for the remainder of the month, and then we will follow the schedule from that day forward. So if you have not received them, you should be getting them in the mail. At least be on the lookout for that. I'm just going to go ahead and start going down the list. And I'm going to start with Hubert.
I think he went to mute. That might pop in.
Was that, did you say me, Hubert?
Yes, sir. Would you like to say anything?
Oh, okay. Hold on, I think I got it already marked. Hold just a minute, please. Okay, I'll be reading out of Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah. Okay. Isaiah chapter 48.
May
the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Yah. Do you this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Yah, and make mention of the God of Israel, Yahweh, but not in truth, not in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay them, saith upon the God of Israel, Yahweh, the Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. And I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee, before it came to pass. I showed it thee, lest I should say my idols have done them, and my graven image, and my molten image have commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not. Lest I should say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knowest not. Yet, from that time that thy ears was not opened, for I knew that thou wouldst be a very trustless, and was called a death-death from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refused thee, but not with silver. I have refined thee, Slicka. I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I would not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called it. I am he. I am the first, and I also am the last. My hands also have laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I called unto them, they stand up together. All ye assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I have spoken. Yes, I have called it him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me. Hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was. There am I. And now the Lord God, Yahweh, and his Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. O that thou hearken unto my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also have been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth, O Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, hush it even to the ends of the earth. Say ye, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the water to flow out the rock for them. He clayed the rock also, and the water gushed out. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading upon his word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Yahweh's sight. Amen. Inshallah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Hebrew.
Okay, Angela, we had a caller to join. Brian?
Yep. How y'all doing?
Are you by yourself?
Yep.
Okay, amen. Welcome back. We miss you.
Miss you too.
Okay, Angela, sorry about that.
Okay. Reverend Allen, would you like to say anything tonight?
Yes, I read a scripture.
Okay.
Right. I'm reading it from Rome, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And you will find these words. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound us? God forbid. How shall we then, dead to sin, live any longer thereof? Know ye not that so many of us was baptized in Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the grace of the Father, even as so we also shall be raised up in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Know ye this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not sin. For if thou be dead, is free from sin. Now, if we have be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being risen from the dead, to die no more, death have no more dominion over us. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Mother, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read from our daily bread. And the subject said stop. But you can read this also in Psalm 131. And it reads, life is a busy enterprise. It seems that there are always more things to do, places to go, and people to meet. And why none of us would want a life without meaningful things to do. The fast pace threatens to rob us of the quietness that we need. When we are driving a car, stop signs and other signs warn us to slow down, to remind that to be safe, we can't have our foot on the accelerator all the time. We need those kind of reminders in our aspect of our lives. The psalmist clearly knew the importance of time and calm and quietness. God himself rested on the seventh and with more message to preach and more people to heal. Jesus went apart from the crowd and rested a while, and that's Matthew. He knew it wasn't wise to accelerate through the life without gas, resting on weary all the time. When was the last time you could echo the summer words, I have come and quietened my soul? Put up a stop sign at the intersection of your busy life. Find a place to be alone. Turn off the distraction and keep you from listening to God's voice. And let him speak to you as you read his word. Let him refresh your heart and mind with the strength to live life well for his glory. Life can make me weary and stressed at times. I want to stop right now through the Lord, and take the time to quiet my soul before you. Speak to me from your word. Please refresh me. Stop and take a break from the busyness of life so that you can refuse your soul. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother. How about you, Mr. Varner?
Yes, I'll be reading from today's gospel. Today's gospel. The wicked one had declared that love is independent of law and contrary to it. Precisely the opposite is declared by Holy Scripture. Law and love are mutually affirmative. Jesus plainly taught that the law was urging men to nothing but love. The righteous commandment may be summarized as, thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40. The law is neither more nor less than the the command of love. In the same manner, our law defines love by reference to the law. The repetition on this point is striking. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. John 14:21. Love cannot be expressed without the guideline of law. And law cannot be kept spiritually except by the motivation of love. Amen.
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 Yeah, I'd like to sing a song.
Thanks, Pop, for that. Hey, Betty.
Yes, I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I'm reading out the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
It said, love is the greatest. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gain or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all the God's secret plan and process, all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I don't love others, it would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boast or pride or rude. It does not demand its own way. And it keeps no record to be wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith. It always hopeful and endure through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown language and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophet reveal only part of the whole picture. But when the time of profession comes, the partial thing will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfect, like a puzzle reflected in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfection clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything complete, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever. That is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. How about Teresa?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Good evening.
I'm sorry?
We would like to read out of the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Verse 24 and 5.
And the beginning of second chapter, verses 1 to 3.
Amen.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as a newborn babe desires the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. May God add a blessing to the hearer, the reader, and doers of his word.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Is Tally going to say something?
That was him speaking. Go ahead, baby.
No, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to be part of these prayers, and it's an honor to be part of it. And I wish everybody to be blessed tonight. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Loretta, thank you very much, both of you guys. Loretta, would you like to say anything tonight?
Sure. I would like to share out of the Daily Bread, and it's called Mysterious Invisibility. And you can get this reading out of the Acts 2, 1 through 11. And it goes on to say, across the United States and around the world, we often experience the dramatic effect of something no one can see. In 2011, for instance, several U.S. cities were devastated by tornadoes that blew apart neighborhoods and businesses. And during each hurricane season, we are shocked as winds of more than 100 miles an hour threaten to destroy what we have built. All of this is the result of an unseen force. Sure, we see the wind's effect, but we cannot see the wind itself. It works in mysterious invisibility. In a sense, this is also true of the Holy Spirit. In Act 2, when believers experienced the filling of the Spirit on the day of the Pentecost, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. The wind was tangible demonstrations of those early Christians that the unseen Spirit was at work in their lives, and he still works in our lives today. If you are a follower of Christ, be encouraged. The Holy Spirit bears fruit in our lives and assures you of God's presence. The Holy Spirit is a powerful person in our lives, even though we can't see him. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything tonight?
Okay. I'll be coming from John chapter. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, a many mansion, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know how well you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is significant for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father also. Can you say, show us the Father? And that's it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Allen.
All right. Do not know that I am.
Okay. This is Angela, and I will read from Ezekiel 3:3, a passage, and it's called Victory in the Midst of Struggle.
Amen.
I am always amazed when I hear reports on how U.S. military intelligence uses satellites to detect the most minute motion of enemy ground activity around the world. I'm further intrigued with other sophisticated technology that gives the military the capacity to intercept enemy missiles before they reach their targets. What is even more awesome to me is the knowledge that God has not left Christians defenseless in their struggle. The Word of God, which is spiritual intelligence, provides us with ample resources to discern hostile activities in our lives and gives us the capability to put up a strong defense or offense. Ezekiel 3 gives an account of Ezekiel's call to consume the sweet Word of God, to be courageous, and to pursue a challenging mission. His victory was in carrying out the will of God as inspired by the Word of God, despite resistance and public opinion. We Christians face all kinds of struggles every day in our lives, from within and without. When we responsibly live out our faith based on the Word of God, which we have consumed, we have assurance of victory in the midst of our struggles. God's Word will always prevail. When we establish a consistent regimen of taking in God's Word through daily devotions, study groups, preaching, and other means, we are able to hold our ground in righteousness, as well as conquer new territory for the Lord. In fact, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Romans 8:37. Dear Lord, activate your word in me so that I may fulfill your purpose in all that I undertake. Let me know that you have given me the victory. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Angel.
Amen.
Okay. On my list, I have Auntie Dot.
She's having a problem staying on the call. She's dropping, so you might want to try back later. I'll let you know if she come back in.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, how about you, Brian?
I just want to say I love you guys.
We love you too.
Yeah.
Good.
Amen.
Ready.
We have a thunderstorm going on here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, you don't see Auntie Dollar. That was the last person.
No, she hasn't came back in yet.
Do you want to go ahead and do the sick and shut in?
Yes, I'll go ahead and do the sick and shutty and follow up by just a couple of verses of a song. I'm not a singer, but I do my best. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Jermaine Dawson, Valerie Crockett, Jordan and Rachel family, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Maxine Johnson, Candace Laffey, excuse me, Carlos and the Wells family, Eddie Tittman, Rochelle Bessler, Wanda, Karen Favors, and the Walters family, Auntie Dot, Beryl, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Rebecca Rossiter and family, Quentin Hayes, Janet Williams, Dominique Chavez, Marianne, Marion Vastai Lowe, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Michael Moody, Vicki Hussman, the Nellums family, and the Lowe's family, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, with them, and through them, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you restore their health, restore their joy, restore their faith, because of your Son, Jesus, we can believe that by his stripes we are healed. Father God, we thank you for being a part of our lives. Strengthen us to get up and to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, the song, just a couple of verses. Come on in my room. Come on in my room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescriptions. medication. He gives me all my medicine in my room.
Come on.
There is joy in my room. Joy in my room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescription. He gives me all my medicine in my room. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. In my room. In my room. Jesus is my brother, and he writes all my prescriptions. He gives me all of my medicine in my room.
Who is that? Come on with it.
That was Betty.
That was Teresa.
Oh, that was great.
Come on, little girl.
No, I think so.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys. That was beautiful. All righty. Now we come around to birthdays. And do anyone have a birthday starting from today, 7:15 through 7:22?
Kelly does. Am I correct?
Kelly for the 11th?
Yeah, Kelly's birthday was the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Wigan was today.
My nephew,
Johnny Williams, birthday is today.
Johnny Williams, okay.
My sister's son.
Okay.
I hear you, Governor.
I have a belated birthday. My granddaughter Shanti was on the 9th last week. Belated happy birthday.
What's the name again?
Shanti.
And what date again?
The 9th.
The 9th, okay.
My grandson Jeremy Owen, the 17th.
Jeremy
Owen. I got him on there. And I also...
He should be on there.
Yeah, I had Janaea. Anyone know who's Janaea on the 17th?
I think that's who Auntie Betty was saying, her granddaughter.
She said Shantony.
Oh.
Shantony. My granddaughter named Shantony.
Right.
And it was on the 9th.
Okay, I got that. And Monica... had on the 17th. Any other birthdays? Okay. Do we have a volunteer to sing a birthday song?
Who hadn't sung the birthday song in a minute? Brian, do us the honor.
Brian? Did we lose you? Well, I'll go ahead and sing it, guys.
I had it on mute. Hold on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And many more.
Amen.
You got to add God's blessings on you. Splash, splash. That's him with God's blessings.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brian. Let's move on to the phase of our agenda, where praises and testimony. Do we have any praises and testimony we would like to share? Quiet crowd tonight. Don't have anything to say. I think our closing Bible verse for tonight is from Matthew 6:9. Do we have anyone that would like to read the closing verse?
If nobody else, I will.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Matthew 6:9?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Matthew 6:9. And in this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family, thank you all for joining us. Tally, please feel welcome to join us again. I pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Trust God for all your need. This week, we will put on the full suit of armor for protection. Amen.
Amen.
We will also run a good race, fight a good fight, and keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. May God continue to bless us all, and may God bless America and other nations. Put God first in all that you do. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Shalom, shalom. What it up? Yeah, Elohim. Yahweh. Shalom, shalom. I just wanna hear you.
Thank you for joining the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Good night. God bless.